From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. It has been a movie, then a stage musical, and now it's coming back to the screen as a movie musical. Hairspray, which originally starred 300-pound drag queen Divine as a Baltimore housewife, now marks the drag debut of John Travolta. Our critic, Bob Mondello, says the film deserves to be a plus-size hit.
Tracy Turnblad is round of face, full of figure, and a great dancer. As played by Nikki Blonsky, she's the kind of girl who only needs to shellac her hair to be ready to greet the day.
Good morning, Baltimore. Every day's like an open door.
On her way to school, Tracy takes crumbs to feed the rats, waves a cheery hello to the neighborhood flasher, and hitches a ride on a passing garbage truck. Her world is filled with joy, and never more so than right after school lets out.
Hurry up, Penny, we're missing
it! My mom says I'm not allowed to perspire!
That's when Tracy and every kid in Charm City turns on the TV.
Hey there, teenage Baltimore! Don't change that channel, because it's time for the Corny Collins Show!
It's a dance program that Tracy would love to try out for, but her equally big-boned mom, Edna, played rather sweetly by John Travolta, urges her to be practical and think about working at Edna's Occidental Laundry.
I don't want to be a laundress. I want to be famous!
Daddy, tomorrow I'm auditioning to dance on a TV show.
No, she does not! First the hair, now this.
But all the kids are batting up their hair now, hon.
You're no help.
It's ratting, Daddy. And our First Lady, Jacqueline Kennedy, does it.
I don't believe that.
What do you mean you don't believe that? How else would it look that way?
I believe that it is naturally stiff.
Travolta's pretty wonderful as Edna. Down to earth, vulnerable, and every bit the dancer he was back in his Saturday Night Fever days. As you discover when Tracy and Edna go out for a makeover at their favorite dress shop, Mr. Pinky's Hefty Hideaway.
Hey, Tracy, hey, baby, look at me. I'm the cutest chickie that you ever did see.
Hey, Edna is a big gal, but Travolta lets you see that she was once, and will ever be, in her own mind, a delicate creature with slightly wild impulses. Wait till you see her give a Tina Turner shimmy. You really haven't seen Travolta dance till you've seen him cut loose in high heels and pink sequins. For a big-budget, star-studded musical, Hairspray does a nice job of retaining the funky sweetness of the original. Back then, inventively trashy filmmaker John Waters was having campy fun with early 60s hair and fashions and with his cross-dressing housefrau, but he was also dressing down early 60s attitudes about conformity and racial segregation. The Corny Collins Show is an all-white affair 4 days a week, with Negro Day on Fridays, and Tracy joins forces with the black kids to protest that with what may be musical comedy's most rousing civil rights march.
Oh, 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 you.
If anything, this new version ramps up the social consciousness stuff, making more of the white kid, black kid dynamics, giving Queen Latifah's motormouth Maybelle more to do and more pointed things to say, and turning Michelle Pfeiffer's station manager, Velma Von Tussle, into the whitest white bread face of intolerance ever to be voted Miss Baltimore Crab. And director Adam Shankman manages to do all that while keeping the show true to itself. Most recent movie musicals have tried to sort of disguise their musicality as if they find it slightly embarrassing. Dreamgirls mostly relegated songs to the stage or a recording studio. Chicago confines its musical numbers to its chorus girls' fantasies. But Hairspray, perhaps because it's all about being unashamed of who you are, makes no apologies for being a musical. It sings and dances to beat the band, and just about dares you not to love it. If you were really determined, you could, I suppose, manage to resist Charm City's charms. But why would you want to try? I'm Bob Mondello.